The former Spine Road cross-country ski trail has been officially renamed the Bob Sterling Cross-Country Ski and Bike Trail. The official opening was Tuesday with family and friends on the site. An estimated 70 people attended the opening with their bikes and walking boots to officially celebrate the opening of the 15km trail starting at Spine Beach. And in an agreement with the city of Elliott Lake, the trail will be maintained year-round by volunteers, many who are members of XC Ski and Bike Club. The Red Briffet Trail continues past the Bob Sterling Trail Loop onto the falls at the end of Elliott Lake, emptying into Quimby Lake. Cown. Charlie Flintoff spoke on behalf of the city, recalling Bob Sterling's active commitment to sports and recreation in Elliott Lake since his family moved here in 1958. Trails like this would not exist without the countless work and hours of donated time and effort by volunteers to make this happen, Cown. Flintoff said. One such volunteer was Bob Sterling, who was instrumental in establishing this trail. His work provided this beautiful resource to be enjoyed by generations of both residents and visitors. The councillor said maintenance of the trail by the club will ensure that it will be used all four seasons. This is a wonderful dedication to Mr. Sterling and his family. Dr. Mike Sterling, one of Bob and wife Pat's two boys, said the family was honored by the dedication and renaming of the trail and that it will be maintained for users. Also present at the opening was son Chris along with other family members. Club Vice President Paul Ildon said the list goes on, about Bob Sterling's commitment to local recreation and attracting recreational events to the city. Ildon said the club recently received $5,000 from the Elliott Lake Retirement Grant Fund that will be used to purchase equipment for ongoing maintenance of the Bob Sterling Trail and other trails the club is hoping to extend its maintenance work to. The city is also allowing the club to use its Spine Beach building to store equipment. The family received a commemorative plaque for the occasion.